you ransack your budget of historic facts much as you would hunt for a bit of silk in a rag bag. You are sure it is somewhere in your mind near the top. You saw it there the other day when you were looking up the beginnings of the Reformation. But where is it now? You fish out all manner of odds and ends of knowledge. Revolutions, schisms, massacres, systems of government. But Huss, where is he? You are amazed at all the things you know, which are not on the examination paper. In desperation, you seize the budget and dump everything out, and there in a corner is your man, serenely brooding in his own private thought, unconscious of the catastrophe which he has brought upon you. Just then, the proctor informs you that the time is up. With a feeling of intense disgust, you kick the mass of rubbish into a corner and go home. Your head full of revolutionary schemes to abolish the divine right of professors to ask questions without the consent of the questioned. It comes over me that in the last two or three pages of this chapter I have used figures which will turn the laugh against me. Ah, here they are, the mixed metaphors mocking and strutting about before me, pointing to the bull in the china shop, assailed by hailstones, and the bugbears with pale looks, an unanalyzed species. Let them mock on.